number of trucks were set alight on the N3 in the early hours of Sunday morning, that is on the 2nd of June. This is becoming a disturbing trend, with some truck drivers being seriously injured and reports of deaths as well. It's understood that up to 60 trucks may have been affected in the past 3 weeks alone. The trucking sector has decided to halt movement of their trucks today and tomorrow to make the statement that enough is enough. Meanwhile, ministers from Transport, Labour and Employment and Home Affairs have met with stakeholders in Durban today on this very issue, which suggests that it's being taken very seriously. Well, to talk about the economic impacts of this trend that started, I'm joined on the line by Mike Schussler. He's chief economist at economist.co.za. Mike, thanks very much for joining us on the show. We understand that up to about 60 trucks have been torched in the last 3 weeks on South Africa's road. What sort of economic impact are we talking about?
Well, first of all, the direct economic impact is that this industry on the contract side adds about 140 billion to the South African GDP. That's first of all. The second impact, obviously, is the more indirect impact, in that goods don't reach the shops on time or the factories on time, or South Africa has a problem with just-in-time manufacturing. And that obviously also has an impact, and very much like electricity, but perhaps not quite as immediate. The trucking industry is the lifeline of our economy, as 88% of all goods travel by road.
So it's very significant that the trucking sector decided that they're not going to move any trucks today and tomorrow. Obviously, that in itself is going to have an economic impact, but they're crying out because some of their members have been injured and even some people dying as well.
Yes, that's right. We've seen South African truck drivers killed, and although the people claim to be looking for foreign truck drivers, the picture on the ground is very messy. And with that, we've seen South African truck drivers being petrol bombed. We've seen South African truck drivers being hit by stones and dying. You know, this has been a huge problem for the truck driving industry. And the road freight as such in South Africa is under severe strain because the profit margins aren't there. And, you know, people are making a living. About, I would say, 120,000 people are making a living every day by driving trucks for contract. Then we have also own transport, for example, Pick and Pay or Spar can have some of their own transporters. So this is a very big problem. And, you know, many of the people involved are owner drivers. So this is the one industry where you find, you know, 9 or 10% of the turnover goes to micro enterprises. Another 25% of their turnover goes to small enterprises.
Yes.
So we're not talking rich folks here at all.
Yes. And then, of course, the consequence of that as well is that if a small businessman is taken out, so to speak, you know, their truck is burnt and maybe they only rely on that one truck, that means they're not going to have business for a long time, even if they have insurance.
No, that's true. And the other factor is, obviously, is you've just mentioned insurance, but insurance and wages and all those sort of things are going up, because when there's blockages in the road, your truck driver is going to be on the road longer. He has to get paid more, but you can't always charge your clients more. So many smaller companies, specifically family-type firms and some that might have 5 or 20 trucks, will feel the pinch there and might be forced to close. But the knock-on effects are also, you know, if your petrol doesn't get delivered in small towns, or the stuff doesn't go to market, for example, agricultural produce can go rotten.
Yes, indeed.
So it's going to impact more than just the transport industry, and there's no doubt about it in my mind whatsoever. And the way I like looking at it is Gauteng is the heart of the South African economy, and yes, we have other parts around us like Northwest and Free State, and Gauteng, however, is the largest populated area on the planet, other than perhaps Mexico City, without a major waterway.
Huh.
So we are reliant on that N3, and that N3 is the artery. It is our bloodline. It is our survival, if you wish, along with obviously a bit on the N4 and the N11.
Yes.
But that is the bloodline and the lifeline of the Gauteng economy.
Yeah.
So you know, there's a lot of us that survive on that.
Mike, you know, I know that you focus more on economics, but you surely must have a comment around the law enforcement. What do you think about the efforts that have been made to stop this activity altogether? Do you think that there's been a failure, or these are things that can't be anticipated?
No, I think these things have been long in coming, and the 2nd of June was definitely earmarked. I mean, if a person like me saw it on the Facebook pages and the WhatsApp groups, I'm quite surprised that the police weren't aware and didn't intervene. And it's now spread to such an extent that it's not just, in the KwaZulu-Natal region anymore, but in the main, it's still there. And I think, the police should have been much more visible, much more forceful in rooting out this sort of corrosive behavior, because it is really putting the fear in people's lives that we depend on. You know, we depend on those truckers, and if they're fearful, that is a very, very big problem.
It's unfortunate that as we speak, I think a group of ministers are speaking to this very issue, so not really clear as to what came out of their briefing to the media, but they seem to be engaging with the issue. Let's hope that they're going to deal with it in earnest. Otherwise, like you say, it's not just those people who are hit directly, but the rest of the economy is also impacted.
Absolutely, Adam Paul. It's very much where we are at the moment, and it is of a concern to all of us. And we need our lifeline to be, and all of our lifelines to work properly. And we need to tell people there is law and order in this country. It's just going to harm the economy more.
That was Mike Schüssler. He's chief economist at economist.co.za.